always had plenty of money. I needed them both to get where I am today. They taught me that there are many ways to be rich. Education is one way to be rich. Financial wealth is another way to be rich. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. In my career, I've made enough money in business, real estate, and in paper assets to retire early and fully enjoy the great things life has to offer. I've also written a number of books. My first one, called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, was about my own personal financial education. In the book, I called my real dad, Poor Dad, and I called Mike's dad, Rich Dad. In labeling them this way, I wasn't criticizing either of them. I was just making a dramatic point about the different ways people think about money and the goals they set. Rich Dad always told me, if you want to do something and you think you can, chances are you'll get it done. Rich Dad always thought he could be rich, and he did get rich. Rich Dad, Poor Dad was written to help people who really want to be rich to achieve their financial goals. The book caught on and became very popular. In the book, I offer some views about money that are different from what everyone is used to hearing, but that reflects the realities of today's changing economy. And the messages make sense to people of all kinds of backgrounds and experiences. Now, I travel and share the messages in Rich Dad, Poor Dad and the other books I've written since then. People often come up to me with questions about how to teach their own kids about money, and so I wrote the book Rich Kid, Smart Kid to help parents do just that. Now, I've decided to write a book especially for teens, and you're listening to it right now. Congratulations for listening to this audiobook. Rich Dad, Poor Dad for Teens will teach you one of the most important subjects that isn't being taught in school, financial literacy. When people talk about literacy, they usually mean knowing how to read well. There's more to the story, though. Literacy is about being good at something. I would say it's about being able to speak the language of a certain field. Talking about money requires a whole new language. This audiobook will help you become fluent in the language of money. There are a lot of ways to be good at something. Being good at money doesn't always come easily. It's something you have to learn and practice. You may study economics in school or even learn how to balance a checkbook in math class, but that's probably about the extent of financial education in school. And much of what's taught is theoretical, instead of a real vocabulary for real-life situations. School is often about studying instead of practicing. This audiobook will pick up where school leaves off. It'll give you the language and understanding you need to feel confident about taking charge of your financial life, whether that means starting your own business or just being able to hold your own in a conversation with someone who might become your financial mentor, your own Rich Dad. While some of your friends might be logging major couch time in front of the TV, getting nowhere, you may very well find yourself updating your financial statement, following your stocks online, or brainstorming about business ideas with other friends who, like you, want to own assets instead of liabilities. Are you nodding your head yes? Or are you saying, huh, to the terms I just mentioned? No matter how much or how little you know this minute, by the time you finish this audiobook, you'll be able to speak the language of money more fluently. You'll begin to understand how money works and how it can work for you. Your journey to financial literacy starts right here, right now. I actually started to learn about money when I was just 9 years old, when Mike's dad, my rich dad, became my mentor. Now, I'll share with you what Rich Dad taught me. Thinking in Numbers. There are other books that tell you in detail how to open a bank account, balance a checkbook, check a stock price, or get a car loan. But they don't tell you how to think about money. Adults often view money as a necessary evil, something needed to pay bills, to count and read.